This was the center of civic life in colonial Boston, and was where folks like John Adams and James Otis would argue against the policies of the British Crown. On the Washington Street side of the State House, look up, and you will see the gilded gold eagle, the symbol of America. We call this the American side of the State House. The eagle was placed there in 1789, when George Washington visited Boston as president. At that time, Washington Street was called Orange Street, and the city of Boston renamed the street as Washington Street, in honor of America's first president on his visit to Boston. Walk down the Freedom Trail to the front of the old State House. Look up at the balcony. On this balcony in July 18, 1776, the Declaration of Independence reached Boston from Philadelphia and was read here for the first time. The reading caused a mini riot, during which the symbol of the British crown, the lion and unicorn which sits atop of the old State House, was ripped down and burnt in a fire. The gilded lion and unicorn was put back up on the old State House in 1883 when the building was refurbished. Every July 4th at 10 a.m., the Declaration of Independence is read from the balcony. The lion and the unicorn, however, are not torn down. An interesting combination of historic and modern, the State Street subway station can be reached through the basement of the old State House. On the walkway in front of the old State House is the monument for the five victims killed on March 5, 1770, during the Boston Massacre, which took place in the middle of what is now called State Street, formerly known as King Street. In the center of the monument is a five-pointed star, signifying the five deaths, enclosed by six cobblestones, signifying the six wounded that night. And stretching from the center are 13 cobblestone spokes, representing the original 13 colonies. The Boston Massacre was more of an incident than a massacre, and was a rallying cry for the American Revolution. It was a riot of angry Bostonians aimed at British soldiers, and was spun into what is referred to as the Boston Massacre by the famous plate which was etched by Paul Revere. The etching shows innocent Bostonians being fired on by British soldiers. The etching appears in all the papers of the colonies at the time, and was one of the most famous pieces of American propaganda. Follow the Freedom Trail to the Cradle of Liberty, Faneuil Hall.